Well, obviously I'm very happy. It's been a great tournament so far. I've tried very hard in the last 6 years, I tell you, to get back into another final. I came close a few times, and tonight it worked against Stan, who also played a great tournament.
28 sets in a row. How would you compare your level of play right now to any other point in the year?
It's definitely very good. Maybe my best. I'm not sure, but I'm serving very well. I'm playing, positive tennis. I'm going for my shots, and it seems to work. So I'd love it to work just one more time this year.
Roger, 34 years old and playing at this level in a game that's become increasingly physical, where do you draw the inspiration from and how do you explain it?
He's throwing a lot of numbers at me. Thankfully, good ones. I don't know. I enjoy this sport. I grew up playing against walls and cupboards and garage doors and everything. I did that for years and had great coaching throughout my career. And I still enjoy it. I love the traveling. I like seeing the cities again. I know them somewhat, but I still get to know them more and more. And then coming out and playing some tennis is what it's all about. I practice enough in front of nobody. So to play nights like these in front of so many people, it's wonderful. And I'm not going to throw that away just like that.
You know who awaits in the final, having played the second semi. This will be your sixth meeting in a final this year with Novak. You won the last time you faced him in Cincinnati. What challenges does he present?
Well, he's had a tremendous year. It's a lot on the line always when we play against each other, particularly in the finals. He could get his third of the year in terms of slams. I could get my first again in some times. I mean, obviously, he's the best mover on the hard courts for some time now, and he's just been so consistent, on any surface. That's what made him world number one for a long time now. It's been really tough to beat, plus he's tough mentally. He doesn't give you anything, and I like that challenge, and I'll be ready for it.
Finally, Roger, we had a chance to ask Novak his reaction to Serena losing. Maybe you uniquely can understand what it's like to be the best over such an extended period of time and the burden that comes with that. How do you describe the pressure that's attended to everyone always expecting that you win?
I mean, it's a good burden. I'd rather be in that position, to be quite honest, than on a 10-match losing streak. So We're talking about good pressure, and she's done unbelievably well. She's had a tremendous career this far, a great tournament. Just wasn't meant to be, maybe, And I think we can be lucky that she's still playing tennis. I didn't think she was going to play this long, and she's done great. And just unfortunate today, I guess.